The death of Turkmenistan's president means uncertainty for Christians. Christians continue their exodus from Iraq, and a new Bible translation gets introduced just in time for Christmas. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Many people, including Christians, are wondering about the future of Turkmenistan following the sudden death of its longtime president and dictator, Supermurat Niyazov. Niyazov died of a heart attack yesterday. Turkmenistan ranks 13th on Open Doors World Watch list of nations that persecute Christians. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
It remains to be seen exactly what's going to be happening in Turkmenistan. When you look at the former Soviet Union, all those countries that made that up, Turkmenistan is probably the most oppressive toward evangelical churches in all of the now Commonwealth of Independent States.
Because of that, the evangelical church is small. Griffith says prayer is needed.
Pray for God's protection over them during this time. Pray, obviously, that there would be an orderly transition of power, and pray that it would be favorable to the churches there. We need to pray that there would be further progress of the gospel.
Next, as President Bush continues to redefine his policy in Iraq for peace, many aren't so hopeful. Charles, with Partners International, says violence in Iraq is causing the situation for the church to deteriorate quickly.
Most Christians don't see any future for Christianity in Iraq right now because the country is going to be more Islamic than it was. And so many are leaving. Some are coming to Jordan. A lot are going to Syria.
It's especially tough in Baghdad. Charles says those going to Jordan are being impacted by the church, though.
The church in Jordan has had a tremendous opportunity to reach out to these people, and many Iraqis have come to know the Lord. And even as they leave Iraq, I think many someday will come back.
Partners International needs your support for a school project in northern Iraq where there's an openness to the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. With Christmas just days away, City Team Ministries is busy distributing food boxes to the poor and needy families in six cities in the United States. But City Team's Mark DerCoop says it's a ministry that goes beyond Christmas. Their goal is to cultivate communities that care for each other.
We have this desire to reach out into the community so that we are working with families and bringing them to a point of, well, hopefully transformation. So we bring the need to them, and then that builds on our ability to have a relationship with them, enter into their lives, and really start developing the communities. In a community of the needy or the poor, all the more reason that they need to pull together. And as we have a part in that, our end goal is to make new believers to disciple their neighbors.
DerCoop says supplies and volunteers are needed on an ongoing basis.
The reality is that the poor, the needy are there year-round, and especially as we've developed these new programs where we are reaching out to the community. And each city has these different kinds of programs, and we need volunteers all the time.
Go to our website to help. And finally, World Bible Translation Center is excited about a new Croatian, easy-to-read New Testament. It's a joyous conclusion to the translation work and came just in time for the Advent season. The center's Gary Bishop says national groups were the stimulus for this updated translation.
We had the Bible Society. We had several church groups and mission groups there all saying that their particular ministries could be enriched greatly if they had a text that the people could read.
Still recovering from the effects of war and ethnic cleansing, Croatia's people need to hear that God really cares about them. Bishop says the new translation will help bring healing.
It gives them the opportunity to present God's word in a relevant context for people so they can really begin to see that God is interested in their world. He's interested in them personally and what's happened to them.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like information on stories we featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry with a year-end financial gift, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely online at missionnetworknews.org and receive a special gift. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.